You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All your friends here at Denver's Mix 100 take a lot of pride in sending you out to various events, giving away tickets to all sorts of things. In fact, there were dozens of Mix 100 listeners who won tickets to go to Red Rocks last night to see Louis Tomlinson. And you can't say that we don't give you memorable experiences.
Yeah, luckily it sounds like it has been postponed. They're going to reschedule it, so
yes,
you can have a do-over.
What you didn't expect when you won those tickets from us is that there would be tennis ball-sized hail that came plummeting down. They say 7 people hospitalized, nearly 100 more treated at the scene with injuries that even included broken bones.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that is some hail.
People were stranded in their cars because they were getting damaged. West Metro was out there. The little emergency, you know, clinic area there at Red Rocks was slammed with a bunch of people. The videos coming out, absolutely insane. Just people running for their life, trying to hide under whatever they can. And just, you know, you can hear the pain of being pelted with this giant hail that started coming down.
I mean, when you get hit by hail that's pea-sized, it hurts.
It stings.
Now you take something that's like 4, 5, 6 times that size.
Yeah.
Holy
crap.
It's
going to jack you up pretty good. And then you add to it the amount of rain. I posted a video on our Facebook page of all the rain and water coming down the stairs that you take all the way up, you know, to the, the concert area. It looks like Niagara Falls. I mean, the amount, I mean, it's a, the one bright side is it gave Red Rocks a really nice cleaning.
A scrubbing? It got scrubbed?
You know, because it occasionally smells like urine up there. But yeah, it gave it a really, really nice scrub. But man, a lot of people got hurt. And, you know, I was a good boy last night. I'm a bachelor this week, so I was like, I'm going to bed at like 7 o'clock. I'm gonna try to catch up on some sleep, and I'm about 15 minutes or so to Red Rocks from where I live. And it was scary last night. I mean, right around 11 o'clock, I was up probably for 2 hours. I didn't get the amount of hail that Red Rocks got, but just the torrential wind and the rain that was hitting the house, it was truly scary. The dog was freaked out. The dog hopped up in bed with me. And I peeked out the front window, and, you know, today's trash day for us, though. So all the trash cans are out in the street, and I'm watching them all just get washed down the street. There was probably 20 trash cans just floating down the street. And as I left
bags
today,
of garbage with it?
Yeah, like, well, like mostly just the big plastic containers, you know?
So they didn't bust open and trash goes spilling everywhere?
Well, they did. I left this morning, and they all kind of accumulated at the very end of the street. So there's this big mound of plastic trash bins with trash everywhere. It looks like a war scene or something. That's
well,
how intense
being
the rain
Mr.
was.
HOA Nazi, you probably are doing a lot of harumphing this morning.
I'm getting
get down
on
there
it.
And pick up all that trash.
Notices are going out to everybody.
Man, well, here you know, here's the thing, too. There's more showers in the forecast today.
Yeah.
It's only going to be in the 70s. Another chance of rain and storms today. Then hold on, because the weather types are predicting that tomorrow through the weekend, it should be sunny and warm, and they're not even mentioning rain tomorrow through Sunday as of right this moment.
Check this stat out. Denver has exceeded its entire 22 precipitation measurements 6 months into 2023. All of 2022, we got like 11.9 inches of precip. Right now, we're sitting at 13.1 on June 22nd.
Yeah, and so that's just the official reading.
That's the official,
DIA. But other parts of the metro area have been up, like, from what I understand, 17, 18 inches of rain.
It's pretty nutty, right? So what is winter going to be like this year? Are we going to get punched in the face with blizzards and crazy snowstorms?
That's a fair question, man.
We might. And speaking of DIA, they had 400 delayed flights because of this. And as you would expect, the trickle-down effect, if you're, you know, heading out today, there's a lot of delays and rescheduling and things like that. So obviously you're probably getting texts and emails about this. But if you're picking people up even, I mean, there could be some backups today at the airport.